9. Now you see it. Female sexual anatomy, part 1. The vulva and external parts of the clitoris. Starting with the visible parts of the clitoral network, let's take a closer look at what's really down there. The mons pubis. We begin our journey north at the mons pubis, also known as the mons veneris, mountain of Venus, named after the Roman goddess of love. The mons pubis is a thick pad of fatty tissue, covered in pubic hair, which is sometimes called the love mound, because it forms a soft mound over the pubic bone. The labia majora. Heading south from the mons pubis, we next encounter the starting point of the labia majora, major lips. The outer side of the labia majora, also known as the outer lips, are rich with pubic hair, whereas the inner sides are smooth, lined with oil and sweat glands. Beneath the skin of the outer lips is a network of erectile tissue that engorges with blood during arousal. The outer lips are analogous to the male scrotum, and both were formed from the same embryonic tissue. Although sensitive to touch, the outer lips are not nearly as sensitive as the labia minora, small lips, or other parts of the clitoral network, such as the head and shaft. The front commissure. The outer lips mark an area where the visible parts of the clitoris begin. This highly sensitive area, just above the clitoral head, is called the front commissure, and it's from this point that the clitoral shaft, an unseen but instrumental part of the clitoris, protrudes. The labia minora. Enfolded within the labia majora are the labia minora, little lips, although many insist that it's more apt to refer to both sets of lips respectively.